on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
All right. Hey, all kinds of stuff happening in Albuquerque, which, by the way, we want to remind you that if you have an event coming up that you would like our listening audience to know about, we would love to hear from you. Send all the details to studio@klyt.fm. You know, it's June, and a lot of people are, they're quote unquote celebrating Pride Month, and, you know, with what's intended for that as it's been put together, whether, dealing with homosexuality or transgenderism, essentially LGBTQ plus issues. But we recently had a chance to catch up with Jeff Johnston at Focus on the Family, who is well acquainted with these cultures, having spent time practicing that in his past, and put together some really loving, compassionate, sensitive guides for families to have conversations. I mean, parents have kids that, you know, they see the June festivities and have questions. But the guides that he's put together encourage age-appropriate conversations based on a child's development, and it helps to prepare ahead for questions, you know, topics that really become more visible in our culture. But on our website, right on the homepage, klyt.fm, in the Action Center, you will find both of those guides that Jeff Johnston has put together. No cost. Just click on them and go through it. A lot of great information. And as I said, it's really well done when it comes to compassion, sensitivity, and ongoing dialogue with the kids. Well, I'll start our conversation with our next guest. I was trying to figure out how to do this. Hey, honey, and my wife isn't in studio, but a friend who likes bees is in studio. For those who know Steve Stucker and follow him on social media, how's the honey, Steve?
You know, it's starting to come in, and if I could ever find any free time to go harvest some,
yeah,
I'd be very happy. Hopefully, next week I'll have a little time to get in. But I've been out working with them, and so far so good. It's been a good season.
So I should ask you: is that something people find in retail or online, or is it gifts to the family?
I'm a very very small little backyard. Yard guy. You know, I have some friends that do it commercially and sell it, you know, in stores. I have enough. I have a hard time getting enough to even go do the farmer's markets.
Yeah.
Typically, I'll end up with maybe 200, 250 pounds of honey for the season, break it up in little 12-ounce jars, and I set up a roadside stand, a little sign, and post it on Facebook, and people come by to say hi. It's been fun.
So do you get different kinds?
Well, it's a different flavor every year. You know, I mean, it's funny because we live on the West Mesa on a great big dry arroyo that runs from the Rio Puerco to the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
And the bees love it out there. They do get household flowers and plants and bushes and things like that. But it's a little bit different flavor. And every year the flavor is somewhat different. And it'll even differ from hive to hive. Pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how applicable it is. I know other more commercial places I've been. There's one in Bolsky Farms that I've been to.
Oh, yeah. Hayes Honey Farm.
Who loved Jesus, by the way.
Oh, he's a wonderful man. Yeah. He was my mentor. And Ken taught me that the bees are just about the perfect example of God's creativity and design.
Yeah.
It is stunning that such a tiny little creature can be so smart and so detailed, and three different stomachs and all these wings and legs and a brain that rivals human beings for being able to make decisions.
It speaks to God's ultimate design for bees and all of us and everything. But I remember going down there and I think of the people say the local honey because of allergies.
Sure.
And I asked them about it, and you'd think it'd be all of them, but they had actually one specific one, a little closer to molasses. It was a little darker. And anyway, we could talk
about it. Oh, yeah. Ken, and, you know, he's turned that over to his son-in-law, bought the business now. Yeah. Ken's about 8,100 years old, you know, but he's still active, still a
sweet
believer.
Yeah, I'm not going to share it here today. Got a wonderful testimony about his loving of people, but I can tell you, just sweet, sweet, sweet people. No pun intended. down in Bosque Farms. So, Steve, I was talking to someone just recently, Carla, who saw you this weekend in the pulpit. And this is something, you know, you've done in the past at New Covenant Church. And, you know, we've talked about it a little bit. You're finding yourself all over the state.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. You know, I was on staff there for almost 15 years and announced that I was going to step away from my pastor's position as one of the associate pastors there so I could pursue preaching and teaching and have more freedom to do that. And ironically, my final Sunday at New Covenant, the very next Sunday, they had me filling in the pulpit there. So I got to preach the gospel Sunday. And yeah, traveling around the state, really, I mean, even up into Southern Colorado and the Navajo Nation, anybody that invites me, we work out a schedule. And gosh, I've just really been enjoying it.
Yeah. Hey, no one wants to say who their favorite kid is, right? And not people. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about topography and geography. Favorite part of the state?
Oh, boy, that's a hard one, too, because I've always been a North Central Mountains guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Red River, Angel Fire, Eagle Nest, just shoot me and bury me, you know? But Ruidoso is like, I would not want to have to choose between those two. Every place I go, I have such a good time and really end up enjoying it. I haven't spent nearly enough time in the Great Southwest yet. Down around Silver City is amazing.
Is that Gila?
The Gila Wilderness.
I've never been to Silver City.
Oh, yeah.
All the cool other places place. we mentioned, I used to do outside sales around the state, but never made it there. And I'm guessing it's not quite as alpine as Ruidoso. But
you'd be surprised. Yeah. You know, and I haven't explored it greatly, just driving through the mountains to get to Silver City a couple of times, but it is pretty amazing out there.
Yeah.
And then if you come back up the back road through Glenwood and all that, stunning country, just elk all over the place and just amazing. We live in a state with so much grandeur. I've been here 43 years and I travel a lot and still haven't gotten around to see it all.
Yeah, it's a big state. So the ministry that takes you around the state, and as you mentioned, you're available. You make and I don't know how you do it. If you've ever seen the movie Multiplicity, that's what I think Steve Stucker must do, because you must clone yourself.
I'll have to go see it. When people say, how do you do it all? My standard answer is not very well.
Yeah.
But I give it my best shot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. For those who haven't seen the movie, Michael Keaton finds himself very busy with all family and work, and he clones himself.
Ah, okay.
And then the clone needs help, so the clone cloned himself, but a copy of a copy doesn't come out so well.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, if someone is, you know, we have people who listen throughout the state, whether in Las Cruces or Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis or Portales, or maybe you're listening online at klyt.fm. We actually have people listening all over the country on the website. I'm going to guess your invite is, if we keep it right, for at least for right now in New Mexico.
You know what? I'll go anywhere. I'll go anywhere that's foolish enough to invite me, Steve. And truly, I mean, you know, almost all of my invites have been in New Mexico, Colorado, and the Navajo Nation, because that's where my name is known. But I just love to preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And my whole thing, you know, people say, well, you're an evangelist now. That's part of what I'm doing. But really more so, my calling from the Lord is to encourage the church, is to step into the pulpit, to give, you know, maybe a small town pastor who doesn't have a sub, a break. Yeah. A lot of these people I fill in for haven't had a Sunday off in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Or even if it's a large church that does have a staff, just to give them a fresh shot of adrenaline on a Bible-based gospel message to remind us of the basics. And, you know, I saw it. I sat here under Pastor Skip for 23 years, and he was a wonderful teacher, but man, he would bring in guest speakers that would just light up the room. And that's what I hope to do. So all people have to do is go to my website, and the ministry is a funny name. It's Up Before the Sun Ministries.
Yep.
And it's like a license plate, UP, capital B, the number 4, and then SON. And because that's so complicated, the website's easier to remember. It's just stevestucker.com. And there's a place on there where you can just hit a link, and that connects us with starting to look at dates, starting to talk about schedules and things like that. And, you know, I'm available if you do a Saturday night and a Sunday morning service. Love to do that. I drive ahead of time, spend the night. There have been a couple of times when I've taught 2 or 3 weeks in a row when somebody's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, a variety of things. And I should mention, it's not just churches. That's my heart, and that's where I love to go, but I've also been blessed to be able to preach the word in prisons around the state and ministries, especially life change ministries. Mm-hmm. I preached this past Saturday night before Sunday morning at New Covenant. I was out at Heaven's Door Ministry, which partners with Highlands Baptist downtown, and she has a beautiful ministry that is focused on people who are coming off of the street life or who have family members who are on the street. And so I'll really do anything where there's an interest in people hearing the word and sharing the word. And gosh, I really love the Navajo Nation. Those people are extremely special to me. They've always been so wonderful to me myself. I've got 2 teachings, one in Tohajali coming up in August. I've got another one up in Counselor, New Mexico, up on the res. That's a Christian music festival that I get to preach at. And so just a little bit of everything.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, you're hearing the familiar voice of our brother, Steve Stucker. We're getting caught up on the ministry he's doing. And a reminder, if you want to reach out to Steve and say, hey, we would love to have you come be a part of what's happening at our ministry all around New Mexico or elsewhere, go to stevestucker.com and connect with him that way. Up against the break, Steve, can you stick around?
Absolutely.
We got more ministry update on the way. We'll do it right after this on ABQ Connect. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. If you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation with Steve Stucker and getting caught up on ministry update things. Before we jump back into that, I do want to let you know, families, I guess I was going to say parents, but you may be, you know, hey, maybe mom and dad left the radio on. Let mom and dad know that on our website at klyt.fm, we've put together a summer Bible camp and VBS guide. So, you know, you may have VBS at your church. I know where I'm going. But, you know, there's other VBSs maybe later in the summer, you know, you may want the kids to be a part of, or there's people who just, no, I'd love my kids to go to VBS or summer camp. I just don't know where to look. We've put together as many as we could and put them easy to find on the homepage at klyt.fm in the Action Center. Just, you'll see the slideshow or carousel go by. Just watch for that and click on it. And listen, if yours isn't listed, we would love to let people know about it. If you want them to know about it, send the details to studio at klyt.fm. Steve, in our first segment, and I just want to recap because some people may have missed, you're doing a lot of filling in the pulpit, whether in churches or other ministries. You mentioned a prison ministry you just spent time sharing with. But if people are looking for that guest speaker to come in and, you know, do a sermon, it's as easy as going to stevestucker.com and connect with Steve and let him know that you want to, you know, find out more about what it would take to get him to come out.
The Bible will travel. All it takes is an invitation.
Let's get Steve's microphone. There we go. I think you're there.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, I said, have Bible, we'll travel, and we're happy to go. Hey, talking about families, I want to make sure before we run out of time that we hit Freedom Celebration that's coming up. Man, I'm really honored to be invited to be the co-host this year.
Yeah.
Rose and I attended as spectators last year and really enjoyed it.
And you've been kind of making the media stops talking about it, I've heard.
Yeah, visiting the different TV and radio stations and letting everybody know what's going on. This is a huge event, and we somehow got Balloon Fiesta Park, and I think that's perfect for this.
No, it really is. If you were out there last time we were out there, I know it really went well. And the evening, I say evening, it really starts late afternoon, about 4 o'clock, things open up, the kids zone.
They've got all kinds of food trucks. They've got these motorcycle daredevils.
Yeah.
The videos are cracking me up. I'm like, oh my gosh, they've got a huge car show.
You can't do that on your Harley, can you?
No, not on purpose. And, and then the music starts at 6 o'clock, and a lot of names that the hip and happening folks will recognize: Chandler Moore, Lecrae, Ben Fuller, Citizen Worship, and of course probably the state's largest fireworks show at the end, and then in between a couple of gospel messages. Yeah. And Skip Heitzig is going to give a message, and Andrew Palau is going to be interviewed.
Andrew, they're going to spend some time getting to know. Actually, I recorded an interview with he and Wendy, his wife. They are going to be here the days leading up to Freedom Celebration for a women's event and a men's event, but it's all at lovenm.com. And I'm glad you brought up Freedom Celebration. FreedomABQ.com. You can go there. But listen, for all of it, for all, the men's and women's event on the Thursday and Friday, and then it culminates with Freedom Celebration on Saturday, go to lovenm.org and go to events, and you'll see them well laid out. Wendy Palau is going to host the women's event, Andrew, the men's event. And the idea there is to think of that person that comes to mind that I need Jesus.
Somebody who doesn't know the Lord would be willing to come and share a meal. I bought a table. And I'm inviting guys to come and join me at my table for that. And
I didn't get it. I didn't get invited. But I know Jesus, so.
We don't need you. You already know the Lord.
No, and I've eaten New Mexican food.
People that are, on the fence or really have never made that decision.
Yeah.
But they're willing. And we've got a couple of high-profile people coming in for that.
Yeah.
There's a guy that was a rising tight end for the Packers who was paralyzed during a game, never got to play again, but now can walk and move around, has really spent his life worshiping the Lord. And then we've got a guy coming in that has been a designer for Nike for over 40 years and worked with Michael Jordan and people like that.
So, I'll say this, when I go to a convention, which is typically, a Christian convention, but as far as how to get things done business-wise and if there's someone, in spite of how Disney's done some things in recent years, but Disney historically has done things well when it comes to planning and hospitality and different things. As far as both of these guys, if you've got a friend who you want to introduce them to Jesus, if they're a sports fanatic or business acumen is high, these are the kind of guys to tell them who's going to be there. Because if they're like me and they hear about these guys that are going to be there, they want to hear from these guys. And then when they get there, they'll hear, some of that. But more importantly, they're going to hear the good news.
Yeah, and great New Mexican food to go with it. So I'm really excited. Freedom Celebration comes up the week before the 4th of July. The 4th falls on a Saturday this year. So we'll be out there the 27th.
Yep.
I do want to mention it's free, but it's $10 per car for parking, just like it was last year at State Fairgrounds. And last year was a lot of fun.
Well, and load up the car.
I think this will be so much better. Yeah. Make it like a clown car. Pack in as many. But you can bring your blankets. You can bring your lawn chairs and make a day out of it.
Hey,
it's going to be a blast.
Steve, in like literally less than a minute, I want you to give an opportunity for people to reach out and help with Beds for Kids.
Thank you. Yeah. The website is Beds for Kids. beds4kids.org. Beds, the numeral four, kids with a Z. So beds4kids.org. We're moving into our new warehouse this
nice.
Weekend with our first
Praise the Lord.
Giveaway. Over 23,000 people yeah. have been placed. We're just kicking off a linen drive with La Petite Academy now through July 15th, and you can get details on our website.
All right, and you'll find them under organizations at klyt.fm. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.